The 4th of July is just around the corner. Doesn't that make you feel patriotic? Well, who better to celebrate it with than Tom Bergeron, who's going to be hosting a Capitol 4th. And we have Tom with us on the line right now. Good morning, Tom.
And I'm standing up. The music's fading. I'll sit back
down. Okay, I'll fade it because it's too early to be standing for too long.
Thank you.
Tom, everybody knows you as the host of America's Funniest Home Videos and also Dancing with the Stars. And this has got to be a special event for you to be hosting this 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, it really is. This is the third time I've done it, and I look forward to it every year. And they've got an incredible lineup again this year for the live show. Kermit and Miss Piggy will be joining us for the first time in my tenure. But among the humans, I mean, we just go, it's a multi-species celebration of America's birthday. We got Kermit, Miss Piggy, we got Sarah Evans, Patti LaBelle, Frankie Valli, John Williams will be back, and he'll be conducting the orchestra in a special 200th anniversary arrangement of our national anthem.
This could be broadcast live on PBS from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on the 4th of July. Well, I wonder what the logistics are of trying to get Kermit and Miss Piggy in a mass public setting like that. Do you think there'll be a podium in front of them or something?
Well, you know, probably, although as Kermit has said, this particular venue is ideal for him because Washington was built on a swamp. So, you know, it's kind of like going home.
We're going to let that one sit right there. Don't go anywhere. We check traffic on the fours. I have something else.
You do?
I want to.
It looks great from here in Connecticut.
Why don't you give me a Como News Time 6:14 if you would?
Como News Time 6:14.
Now Como AAA traffic every 10 minutes.
Como News Time 6:15. We're talking with Tom Bergeron, the host of America's Funniest Home Videos, Dancing with the Stars, and the big Capitol 4th, the 4th of July celebration coming up from the U.S. Capitol. That'll be on PBS. How long have you hosted America's Funniest Home Videos?
Counting next season, which will be my last, it'll be 15 years.
And why are you leaving?
Since my hair was brown. Because it's been 15 years.
And it opens an opportunity for a young broadcaster.
Well, that's really the reason. Frankly, it's about Scott.
Scott Carty, who people see all the time on Como 4 News doing those great celebrity interviews, is going for the job. And he's
really aggressively, by the way. And, I mean, he's grabbing my career by the throat, throwing it to the pavement and hoping to step into my role.
With nothing but respect, Tom.
He's going for it so aggressively, he got up at 6 in the morning to be in here and get on the air with us.
I wouldn't be surprised if next year that weasel is hosting a Capitol 4th.
Well, should I fly out and try to co-host with you?
No, you've got to just relax.
I've got a very...
All things in their time. But I did say to Scott off the air just before we came on, one of the things I want to do in my last season is have people like Scott, who are hoping to replace me, on the show to audition. So that, you know, I can let him introduce some videos. I can sit in the audience with a clipboard and critique them.
That'll be his chance to really get back at me.
That would be a little intimidating.
I'm all for that. Bring that on.
It'd be intimidating, especially because Bergeron just played the weasel card.
Well, and I know that he would also expect me to do some miming. Because,
yeah, absolutely. The walk against the wind,
right.
The caught an invisible box, the classics.
Yeah, I can do all, I'll try all of them. I know that I can't master them.
Now, let me
you.
Ask you this, Scott. If you were just, if you were me right now promoting a Capitol 4th, how would you induce people to watch it on PBS July 4th?
Well, you'd have to use the PBS tone, and you would say, it's going to be a safe and sane celebration.
There you go.
With Tom Bergeron.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Tom, I'm wondering, do you think Scott really knows everything that goes into the job of hosting America's Funniest Home Videos?
It's not really a lot, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, it's the people do all the hard work. They do the videos.
Absolutely.
They send them to the show. We have people who screen them. They pick the ones that are going to be on the show. I go in and do a little voiceover thing on one day, and then the next time I'm connected with it, I'm on the stage shooting the show. We try to do it as if it were live, so a one-hour show, about an hour and 20 minutes.
Boom.
You should have a good chunk of the day to yourself still.
Plenty of time to keep my feet up.
Absolutely.
Is there anybody behind the scenes that keeps kind of a running count? I mean, do you have a quota of cute kitty videos versus guys getting kicked in the groin videos?
Yeah, I think there's always a certain ratio. It's like a good investment strategy. You know, some in bonds, some in stocks, some in real estate. That's kind of how we approach the video library.
We're talking to Tom Bergeron this morning, who, in addition to all the other things he's done, is going to be hosting a Capitol Fourth on PBS on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol with an all-star cast of people. Tell us again
really?
Who some of the people are on the show.
Sarah Evans, Patti LaBelle, I mentioned Frankie Valli, John Williams, Kelly O'Hara, who's a five-time Tony nominee, Michael McDonald from, among other places, the Doobie Brothers. And of course, Tchaikovsky. You can't go wrong with Tchaikovsky and a massive fireworks display.
And he doesn't show up very often.
He won't be there in person,
no.
Tchaikovsky, but he'll be represented via his music.
It is really fun to talk to you this morning. And if, while you're hosting that show on the 4th of July, you look off in the wings and Scott Carty is standing there.
No, we've got pretty good security.
Okay. Tom, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
Scott, and I will look forward to seeing you seriously on set at AFE. We're going to put you to work.
Sounds good. I'll see you in August.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Boy, we just used this 50,000-watt blowtorch to try to get you a job,
you
Scott.
You know, you're a good man.
Thanks.
So is Tom.
So are you, Scott Carty.
Thank you.